Holy Spirit, we welcome your awesome presence in revealing your word to our hearts for this hour. And Father, I thank you for anointing your people in receiving your anointed word in Jesus' name. To the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 4, we're going to look at verses 3 and verses 4. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Know what the Apostle Paul is saying. If our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. In lieu of all the gospel that's being preached today, what Paul is simply saying, if the gospel is hid, it is hid to them that are lost. We want to use for a thought today, why are the minds of many being blinded by the enemy? Why are the minds of many being blinded by the enemy? In dealing with this text, we want to understand the importance of the gospel being preached and why the gospel must be made simple to those who will hear it. In Matthew 13:19, Jesus said, "When anyone heareth the word of the kingdom and understand it not, then cometh the wicked one, the enemy, and catch away that which was sown in his heart." Note, people can hear the word preached, but because they did not understand what they heard, the enemy comes and take away that seed, the word, so that it will not take root in their hearts and grow, where their lives will changes will take place in their lives. In 1 Peter 1:23, he said, "Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever." There cannot be a birth unless there's a conception. And there cannot be a conception unless there's a taking in, understanding of what has been said or preached. We are not saved today just because we heard the word, but because we heard and understood what the word said, and then we acted upon what we heard as well as understood. I want to make sure you caught that. You're not saved today just because you heard the gospel, but you understood what you heard, and you responded to what you heard, and you accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior based on the word you heard and understood. Now, before we go into why the enemy is blinding the minds of people, let's understand the word blind. It means to cover, to hide, to conceal, to prevent one from seeing what they need to see. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 7, it tells us that men will ever learn and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. What truth? The truth that will show them how to be free. And in spite of what people are learning today, the enemy do not care about people learning things as long as they do not come into the knowledge of how to be saved and make heaven the eternal resting place. In Acts 13, verse 6 through 12, Sergius Paulus called for Barnabas and Saul because he wanted to hear the word of God, the truth on how to be free. But Elymas withstood them, meaning he tried to hinder them, distract them, get in their way, block them, aggravate them, discourage them in bringing the word to Sergius Paulus. But Saul said something to Elymas. You are full of mischief. You are a child of the devil. You are an enemy of righteousness. You are perverting the right ways of the Lord. You are a tool that the enemy is using in trying to stop a soul from being free from the enemy's hand. And because you are, the hand of the Lord is upon you, not for good, but for evil. And judgment fell on him. Why? Because he was blinded by the enemy, and he allowed the enemy to use him in trying to keep this man, Sergius Paulus, from seeing how to be free. In St. John 8:32, Jesus said, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." So let's see how the enemy is blinding the minds of people today. By convincing people that water baptism is their means of making heaven the eternal resting place. Number two, by convincing people that doing good deeds to others will cause God to welcome them into heaven. By convincing people that if they are prospering materially, they are in good standing with God already, which is far from the truth. By allowing people to hear words preach that sound good and even make them laugh, but never the word they need that will show them how to change. By keeping people away from places and others who can help them. In Acts 8:24, when Peter told Simon the sorcerer the truth about what he was doing, Simon replied, "Pray to the Lord for me, that none of these things which you have spoken come upon me." Unless Simon the sorcerer was told the truth, he would have remained to be bound and blinded by the enemy. By convincing people that if God loved them, where was he when trouble came into their lives? So that is the answer as to why many are being blinded by the enemy. You see, the enemy does not want people to understand who Jesus is, or what Jesus has done for them, and what Jesus can and will do for them now. That is why there are so many religions in the world today. And they have been created by the enemy to keep men in darkness while on the earth. And when they leave this earth without Jesus, they will spend eternity in darkness when they leave the earth. Note that. He has people right now in darkness while they're alive. So if he can get them to die like that, they will spend eternity in darkness when they leave the earth. According to St. Mark 16:15-16, after Jesus rose from the grave and appeared to his followers, he said unto them, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned." So what is our part as saints in reaching those who have been blinded by the enemy? Number one, to yield to the Holy Spirit greater than ever. See, only the Holy Spirit can bring conviction to the hearts of men. Jesus said, "How be when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak." And then Jesus said, "And when he is come, he will convince or convict the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment." So all we can do is preach the word the Holy Spirit takes that word and brings conviction to the hearts of those that's open and seeking for change. Then number two, we must know the word and how to use it. Number three, we must stay in prayer. Number four, we must live right before others. Number five, we must have a genuine concern for others. Number six, we must be real in our dealings with others. Number seven, we must have a burden for souls. Let me kind of talk about that one, because, see, if you don't have a concern for people being saved, guess what? You will never be used to reach those that's been blinded by the enemy. And it's almost like you don't even care. So you need to ask the Lord to give you a burden for souls that's not saved. Next, we must be willing to minister the word to those we meet. Next, we must have set times to fast. Next, we must give and never rob God of what belongs to Him. Next, we must stay hungry for the word. And we must fellowship with other saints so that we can grow and learn from others. See, the Bible says, he that winneth souls is wise. And our teaching is dealing with, why are the minds of many being blinded by the enemy? And we saw in our scripture when Paul was saying, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. Think at one time, we used to be in darkness, saints. We was in sin. We was in bondage. And did not even know where we was going to spend eternity. But God sent someone to us who showed us love, concern, and gave His word. And as a result of us hearing the word, understanding the word, and acting upon the word, we became new creatures in Christ. Stay tuned for part two of why are the minds of many being blinded by the enemy.